All right, we had NASCAR's Super Bowl over the weekend, the Daytona 500, and it was won by Denny Hamlin. I believe it was the longest Daytona ever because it stretched all the way to Monday night because of the rain and a lot of caution flags. We had the crash involving Ryan Newman. Reports this morning are that he is in stable condition. It looks like he's going to be okay, so that's really good news. It was a really disturbing-looking crash.
It's frightening.
And it was won for the second year in a row by Denny Hamlin. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the official race car driver of our show. It's the great Gas Cap Louie, who was there at Daytona yesterday. Morning, Gas Cap.
Well, certainly good to be on with you guys this morning. I always enjoy talking to you, especially after a race like this. I tell you what, it sure was an eventful race, wasn't it, boys?
Boy, it
was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I just want to send out the prayer emojis right now to Ryan Newman. I understand that the accident was pretty bad, and I raced with his granddaddy, knew his family a really long time and everything. As a matter of fact, I went to that boy's christening.
Oh, did you really?
Wow. For quite a long time, that's exactly right.
You raced with his granddad?
Yeah, raced with his granddaddy back in the old days, back when we used to race these NASCARs, back when we were actually moonshining. Every race we ran had moonshine back in the trunk, and we'd have to live it somewhere.
That's old school.
That is old school.
Very old school, very old school. But anyway, thoughts and prayers with Ryan Newman. Nice to hear his injury is not life-threatening. He's in a stable condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you do in the race?
I heard when Denny Hamlin heard that Ryan was in stable condition, he was seen sneaking into his hospital room with a syringe of Windex.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that Denny Hamlin, I tell you right now, Denny Hamlin, a classless individual, classless for celebrating like that at the end of that race, classless driver from classless organization.
He didn't know, and Joe Gibbs didn't know that.
Believe me, they knew. They knew.
No.
I got into a fight with Joe Gibbs right at the end of that race, gentlemen.
No.
Because of the celebrating?
No, because I grew up a Cowboy fan. I thought Joe was a classless Landry beater.
No, he was classy. He was classy like Landry was.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. I'll tell you what, you spend a little bit of time in racing, you'll find out Joe Gibbs ain't no saint. He ain't no saint, and I'll tell you what, he's a bad guy, bad organization, Denny Hamlin. Bad winner.
Well, now,
you know that, him celebrating, standing on top of his car.
Gas Cap,
point down at that Ryan Newman.
Yeah. He did not do that.
We've never heard that Joe Gibbs was a bad guy.
Well, hey, different opinions. You can have your opinion. I have my opinion.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer in NASCAR and pro football. What do you mean,
Yeah, whatever.
That's a fact. Well, how did you do in the race?
All I know is one time after I beat Joe Gibbs' team in a race, he took a swing at me.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, he punched me so hard my toupee fell off.
Well, I didn't see you in the official results. Where did you finish?
Well, I finished dead last, gentlemen.
Oh. Not again.
Yeah, I ain't too proud of that, but I wasn't running. I mean, no offense to my sponsor, I want to thank him and everything for that and everything, but the car they gave me really can't compete. But big shout out to my sponsor, Smart Car.
Yeah, okay. See why you had trouble.
Yeah, I was running in a Smart Car once again, and the rain gave me a lot of problems, too. I was on retread tires, and that old Smart Car getting pretty wide. Pretty wide, and I had to, there for a while, I was doing pretty well, because about lap three, I dropped a Monster Energy drink, and it fell loose, and it rolled right up under the accelerator, got me stuck down. So I was doing pretty well there for a while, but finally got that thing dislodged. That old Smart Car just couldn't keep up with everybody else.
Yeah, what's the top speed on that Smart Car?
Well, 35 miles an hour, George.
I thought y'all were going like 200 miles an hour.
In a Smart Car, 35 miles an hour, the experience of that is a lot faster than it you'd think.
Oh, is it really?
It's like 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's a fast 35 miles an hour. Yeah, because that ground just whizzing right by you in that Smart Car. It's so small and everything. Of course, it's scary, too, because I don't have a Hans device or a fire suit or none of that stuff. I just race in sweatpants and a wicking T-shirt.
That sounds dangerous.
And I don't really have a race helmet either, but I just wear this old Miami Dolphins Hutch football helmet.
That's insane.
Yeah, but being the oldest NASCAR driver in the field, I'm grandfathered in. I don't have to wear all that latest and greatest stuff, so I just have to wear what I got and everything. And it's pretty frightening when you get to going any faster than 35 miles an hour and something like that.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, but we expect to have a better showing next time. We're going to switch cars.
Okay.
We're going to switch cars. I'm not going to be running a Smart Car next time.
Where you going to run?
I'm gonna be using my wife Donna's Lincoln Continental.
Gonna soup that thing up, huh?
Yeah, it's real nice. Well, no, I'm gonna run it bone stock, but it's got a nice ride. You know, it's pretty cushy, pretty loose suspension and everything like that. Pretty floaty, so I'm expecting a little nosedive in the corners.
Oh gosh, you racing here in Texas?
Of course we're going to race here in Texas. I always like coming to Texas. I got a lot of Texas fans. A lot of Texas fans come out there and see me. They like old Gas Cap. Louie, I'm kind of a fan favorite.
You certainly are. We know the P1s love you.
I know you. I know your G1s love me, and I love them too. And I'm always happy to be on with you guys. I want everybody to come on out to Tech Mode Speedway and roof Gas Cap Louie.
Okay. We'll see ya. There he goes, Gas Cap Louie from Daytona.